At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hey everybody, it's your man Head Crack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time.
Yeah. Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Reveals the moment she knew her husband was the one, and Kendall Jenner rap album is on the horizon, brat.
Oh, watch out.
I know you excited for it, girl. First, a market research company called YouGov has polled 37,000 in 35 countries to find out who the most admired men and women are in the world. Wow. Any guesses, y'all? Yes.
Oprah, both lists.
Jesus on the top of both of them, too.
Because he's on the main line.
Tell him what you want. Yes. Well, according to their research, Bill Gates is the most admired man in the world, and okay. Angelina Jolie is the most admired woman in the world, above Oprah.
Really?
No one's above Oprah.
And then you got Barack and Michelle, both took the number two spot.
Yay.
Jackie Chan and Oprah come in number three.
Jackie Chan.
Okay.
A weird list.
I have a conspiracy theory.
What?
I have a conspiracy theory. This list is being put out.
Yeah.
Because the end of the world is coming soon, and there's only so many seats on the ship that's going to save people.
And it's these people.
And the people who will be saved are the most admired. So they ranked them how they're going to be seated, and then we argue it out so no one has a problem when they all get up to the ship to go to Mars to repopulate. And can you imagine?
Wait a minute.
I want some of what Frank is smoking.
All right, maybe I'm wrong.
Well, up next, Gwyneth Paltrow is in Cabo this weekend for her bachelorette party. Probably forgot. She's getting married.
She was married. I don't think if you get married a second time, you could have another bachelorette party.
Oh, you wouldn't have a bachelor party? You got married second time around?
Bachelor party's fine, but not bachelorette party.
So that's not all she's got going on. So she's getting married. She's got her bachelorette party. And she's also added Broadway musical producer to her resume. She's going to do a Broadway play called Head Over Heels, which is basically the story about the 80s girl band, you know?
80s girl brand, you got to go go-go.
The go-go.
Well, Head Over Heels, one of their biggest hits. Linda Carlisle.
So Dish Nation is exclusively learning that Sin City's calling, and they're trying to get that show that Gwyneth is doing, producing on Broadway. They want it to come to Las Vegas, but they want Gwyneth Paltrow to star.
Oh, no. As Belinda Carlisle, not a chance.
See, I mean, they're saying, would Gwyneth Paltrow be a draw?
No.
What do you mean?
Yeah, she would draw people, definitely, but she shouldn't play one of the go-go's. They should play themselves.
She's an A-list actress. actress and she can sing.
I think there. I think it's risky because I think, you know, there is a lot of hate towards Gwyneth Paltrow. So you might get those people that are like, oh, I'd love to go see that show. Oh, I can't stand that Gwyneth Paltrow. I'm
they
not going
to go.
They
will still come to the show, okay? People that hate me still come to see me play Cleo and Set It Off. And it's still selling tickets. Okay? You want to hate me so you can have something to say, but you still bring your ass to the plate. I saw you. And thank you for the ticket, boo.
Right?
All right. Moving on. It's time for
Ticket or Skip It.
And opening up this weekend in theaters is the movie Rampage, starring Dwayne Johnson.
Let's go save the world. It's coming back to me. It's coming back. You have to evacuate Chicago. George didn't ask for this. They're going to put him down. That's not happening.
George!
Why are you skipping it, Gary?
It seems so fake. The big gorillas and all that stuff and King Kong. I feel like they mocking King Kong because this one is albino and King Kong was darker. I don't like that.
Gary, this whole movie is based off a video game in the 80s.
Clearly, it's fake. I say Ticket because it was a lot of fine men in that clip. Sofia Vergara's husband, The Rock, and then I love the fact that they got Naomi playing the leading lady. So I say Ticket.
Yeah, I say Ticket
Black
as well.
Girl, magic.
Ticket. Up next, in honor of today being Friday the 13th, we've got something spooky for you. Well, kinda.
I don't like scary things.
Here's another camera shot of Heidi.
Chris Pratt
thinks he's staying in a haunted hotel room. What do you think?
Okay, world, help me out. Is this lamp moving or am I hallucinating?
What the f*** is he smoking?
It's moving, right? Where am I moving? Am I moving the phone? What in the hell? Hold on. It's a trippy haunted lamp.
First of all, there's probably an air-conditioned vent somewhere near there blowing it.
For sure.
I don't believe in haunted houses or rooms. Do y'all believe in that?
I'm being haunted right now.
Who you being haunted by, girl?
I'm being haunted by my ex-husband because every time I'm with my new man and I'm about to make love, he pops up on the screen somewhere. So, I'm being haunted. So I can go with Chris Pratt, okay?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Bless your heart, he ain't even dead.
And he making jokes.
Okay, popping up. All right. I'm like, oh, God, again?
Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard, we love them. They're adorable, and they're a celebrity couple who, well, so far has seemed to last. They've been together 11 years. They've been married for 5 years. Oh. And this is something kind of unusual about them that maybe you didn't know, that Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell, no prenup.
Oh, well, that's good.
That makes sense, though.
Yeah.
Well, here's the story behind that. I guess when they first got together, Dax Shepard was making more money than Kristen Bell was. He was doing okay. He owned the home that he lived in. And so she asked him, hey, do you want a prenup? And he told her, no, I don't want a prenup. But he really did want a prenup. And he said, now the joke's on her because fast forward all these years.
She blew up.
She's making way more money than him. And they don't have a prenup. So it all worked out.
Wow.
But they're going to stay together, though, because if any of the couples in Hollywood seem like best friends, they seem like best friends.
They do.
Would anybody here get a prenup if they got married again?
Yes.
I didn't have one the first time, but I'll have one the second time.
You will have one the second time.
If you sign a prenup, that's only setting yourself up saying that the marriage is going to end.
That's not
That's what it is.
I don't think so.
What you think, Tori?
I agree with you, Gary. I think definitely if it's really love or, you know, it's going to last, you know. But if you are already questioning it with a prenup, then get ready for it to go
down
the drain.
I'm on marriage. This would be marriage number two. Mm-hmm. And I've worked very hard to get the little coins and, you know, the things that I'm going to have. If something goes wrong, you can't just take everything I had.
If you screw up, you walk away with nothing. Bye. Oh,
you damn sure gonna have a cheating clause.
And see you later.
Oh, yeah. Cheating clause, the worst Christmas of all.
Because she's a ho, ho, ho.
Well, it's been exactly 2 months since Amy Schumer wed chef Chris Fisher in a top-secret wedding in Malibu. And remember, they got married after just 2 months of dating.
Oh,
well, good. Amy was recently on the Today Show talking about her new movie, I Feel Pretty. And Savannah and Hoda got Amy to spill some tea about when she knew Chris was the one.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
What's up?
We got to get in your business a little bit.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Did somebody get married recently?
Oh, I can neither confirm nor deny. Yes, I did.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So when did you know he was the one? Yes. You know, just get to it.
I think like a month in.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that's almost love at first sight.
Kind of. No, yeah. We've been friends for like six months before.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
When was the first kiss then? Was it when you were friends or was
no,
it?
No.
Oh, never.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Happen then. We knew we were gonna. I mean, this is an early show, and this movie is PG-13, but we got down to business really quick.
Well, you know what that tells me? He rocked her world in bed. Yep. She was like, "I want that forever."
No, yes, he rocked her world in the kitchen. He's a chef.
Oh, he is a chef.
Amy Schumer married a chef after 2 months. If I marry a woman after 2 months, you know she farms marijuana.
She's the one.
Coming up, Eva Longoria reveals she's still friends with 99% of her Desperate Housewives co-stars. Find out who she ain't talking to. Coming up next.
Okay. Ooh. She ain't. You heard her.
Yes, she ain't. Did, bitch. She said ain't.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What up?
Eva Longoria will become one of the few Latinas to receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Okay,
congrats. I just love her. I don't know why. I feel like I know her.
Yeah.
Right?
I think I loved her more when I saw her on Empire. I was like, okay, girl.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, things got a little shady when she described which of her former Desperate Housewife co-stars will be attending the ceremony.
No, Felicity Huffman and Marsha are going to be at my star ceremony. Felicity's giving a speech.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. How nice.
No, we're very, very good friends.
Oh, you are? Yeah. All of you?
No.
Well, you're always very candid.
99% of us are.
99%. Yeah. That's a pretty good ratio.
Yes.
Ew. I like how she did that subtle shade, though.
Right. Oh,
and that's how you do it. You keep it classy. Yes, I like that.
She left off one name, Terry Hatcher.
Yes. I thought everybody in Hollywood got along. I thought it was all y'all all ate grass together.
You didn't think that. You didn't think that.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
We love.
No, it was always rumored that a lot of the women did not like, you know, Terry Hatcher. Aww. They were on for 8 seasons.
Really?
And she was the one, yeah. And for her to leave her out coincidentally, it's like, yeah, that's who you're shading right there.
That's hate.
Right. Blatantly. Mm-hmm. Blatant hatred. Mm-hmm.
So, Portia, when do you think you ever get to the point where you call somebody out on your show?
I think I'm pretty much to that point. I'm not a shade person. Mm-hmm. I don't do shade very well.
Right.
I just say
Portia, you good at shade. I've seen you shade some people very well.
Really?
Yeah, you're good at it. You're good, Portia.
I
didn't know I was shady. I don't be doing that. I'm a good girl.
That's a blonde wig.
Right. That's when she turned blonde, honey. Okay, your roots are showing, Portia.
My roots are showing.
Well, it turns out Charlize Theron isn't a single mom after all, and she revealed who's helping her raise her children.
Oh.
I knew it was a man around now.
Oh. Well, Charlize is on the cover of the May issue of Elle magazine and says that her mom is her co-parent.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Oh, she says to not acknowledge her in co-parenting my children would be a lie. She has jokingly said, being a grandparent is what I was born to do. I was like, yo, bitch, what about me? Was it not to raise me? I'm your kid, but I'm so lucky to have that. I would feel pretty alone if I didn't have a partner in crime in all of this.
But that's how most moms are.
I love that.
Are.
Yes.
Like, they be so extra when it comes to the grandchild. Like,
yes.
They ain't care what I
and they don't even care about the kid no more.
Yeah.
But you gotta remember, the kids were a learning experience. The grandkids, now they got it all together.
Right.
And that's why they treat the kids the way they should have treated the kids, but you know, they have to learn.
And then they can send them back home.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a good mom. I ain't learning. I'm doing great.
Mm. So, you are. You're a single mom. So
I am.
So, what's your support system?
Well, I have a great support system. Actually, so I love it. I mean, of course, my ex, we co-parent very well. You gotta pick the perfect ex, honey.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about picking the perfect ex.
You said ex?
Yeah, pick
the perfect ex.
The perfect ex.
Because yeah. What's going to happen is they're going to end up being an ex.
Oh, Jesus, I can't go, baby. Yeah.
I'm going to call Chloe.
That's his shady smile.
So, Tori, we enjoyed you these last 2 days, honey.
And I enjoyed you too, Gary.
Such a great time. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. Now,
you got some things going on, honey. Tell us about what's
going on. I do. So, right now, I'm on tour with the Bald and Bougie Tour. And I'm here in Atlanta. I'm going to be at the Uptown Comedy Corner, y'all. So, y'all come out. It's Thursday through Sunday. I got 5 shows going on. And then I just finished a project with Dame Dash, executive produced by Kanye West. And so, it's called The
Columbus
List.
Columbus Short
is in it, too. Mm-hmm. That's a shot for justice. That's another project.
You better get out here and get
I am.
You still get child support?
I do still get child support, but one day that's going to run out. So I got to make sure I stay living the way I'm living now.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Brett, I may have some competition for you.
Oh.
That's right. Kendall Jenner is giving her shot at rapping.
Girl, bye. Oh,
yes, honey. We'll tell you more about that coming up next.
I ain't worried.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, rapper Chief Keef and mega music producer Mike Will Made It just co-signed somebody getting in the rap game.
Who?
Kendall Jenner.
Whoa.
Yes.
What's gonna be her name? Pepsi?
Okay.
Pepsi. Chief Keef tweeted, "I think Kendall Jenner should start rapping." And Mike Will Made It tagged Kendall and replied, "Bruh, I told her this like 3-4 years ago. Sing us something."
Come on, Brad. Tell us what you think. We got to hear from the rap legend herself.
Yes.
What do you think about Kendall Jenner and rapping?
You know what? These days, anybody could get a song. We would probably be surprised she put out a song and it'd be a damn hit. And Mike Will Made It is a super producer.
Yeah.
So you never know what goes these days.
But do you not think they're making a mockery of y'all real rappers?
I ain't mad at her. I mean, I probably wouldn't be here for it myself because I'm like a true hip-hop head and I like lyricism, but... whatever, girl.
Well, if she rapping, I'm going to need Brett the Ghostwrite for me, because then I'm rapping, too.
Okay. All right, y'all. Guess what tomorrow is? April 14th. Guess
what? National Gardening Day.
No. It's a very special day for someone we love.
National Dolphins Day.
Huh? No. It is Brett's birthday.
Oh!
And to celebrate your birthday, we're going to do a...
Flashback
Friday!
Yes, ma'am.
Now, Brad, tell me what comes to mind when you see this.
Ew! Oh!
That's really?
Hey, no.
Yes, honey. Born chicka bow.
Oh, my God.
Girl, you looking hot, honey.
Use me, Brad.
Look how she got hot cocoa and Chanel sitting up.
Oh, my God. Y'all dead ass wrong for that.
You find out and you was fine then, getting fine like wine.
Well, thank you.
Happy birthday, Brad.
Thank you.
So what are you going to do to celebrate yourself today?
Well, I got to go to Chicago. I'm doing the live stage play, Set It Off Live at the Erie Crown Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And then on my birthday tomorrow, I have to do 2 shows. And my whole family's going to be there, all my friends from high school and church and all that. So it's going to be awesome. And plus the place, the Erie Crown, is where I first met Criss Cross back in 1992, and they discovered me. So it's at the same place where I'm doing the play.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's going to be a hell of a reunion.
And I will come if you buy me a ticket.
I'm not supposed to buy you a ticket. It's my birthday. But I do want them Gucci glasses I told you about, so I'll be waiting for them. I'll wait till Monday, okay?
You know what, Brad? I'm going to get you, though, darling.
What?
I'm going to get you a mug of my mug.
Honey. Ew.
And everybody at home, don't forget to get your Dish gear as well. Get yourself a tee, a hat, a hoodie. So go to dishnation.com to get geared up today.
And coming up, this A-lister just confirmed he will not be the next Batman. We'll tell you who after the break.
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Jake Gyllenhaal won't be cruising in the Batmobile anytime soon. It was rumored that Jake was in talks to be the new Batman in all the Batman movies. But when he was being interviewed about being the new face of Santos Cartier, the interviewer took a left turn and asked him this.
Is Jake Gyllenhaal going to be the next Batman?
Wow, that's a very difficult question. The answer to that question is no.
Hey, you remember when he played Batman?
Oh, in Brokeback Mountain?
Yep. I went there. Shouldn't have. But I did.
That was bad.
No, do you think, I mean, there have been a lot of Batman. Who's your favorite Batman?
You got to go with Christian Bale.
Christian Bale, right.
That's probably my favorite. George Clooney, probably the worst choice, followed by Michael Keaton, followed by Val Kilmer.
Like, Christian Bale and Jake Gyllenhaal, so different, totally different guys. So if your standard is Christian Bale, then no, Jake Gyllenhaal could never do it. Plus, I don't think Batman can have buggy eyes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like his mask could just be all eyeballs.
Are you the owl? No, I'm Batman.
I'm a bat. I'm not an owl.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Start managing your data, not your infrastructure. Unified, simple, secure. Welcome to Data Done Right. Only with the Pure Storage platform. Get started at purestorage.com.